Good afternoon, everyone. Time for our Taco Tuesday, our first one of the new year. Amber Boyan's with us from Immunutrition here in Madison. How are you doing, Amber? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I'm doing good. How are you?
Real good. How'd your new year begin? Did you have a great trip to Florida?
I did have a great trip to Florida. How'd
so
you know?
So did I. What a coincidence. I think I ran into you down there.
Like every day. No, it was fun. It was good to get a little bit of sunlight.
That's right.
It was nice to get a little bit of warm weather, although I think it was pretty warm here while we were gone.
Yep. We won't mention that we were eating ding-dongs and Twinkies. But
well, not everybody was.
No, that's true.
No. My child
well, when
was
I found them, I was snacking on.
Yes, my child was introduced to some new foods this week or that week. Yeah. So
not necessarily nutritious ones, but they're very good.
They're vacation snacks, right? It's okay.
That's right. So, that was a good trip. So, well, here we are back at it again.
Yes.
And today we're going to talk about food, mood, and
Sleep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's hear it.
Yeah. So we've talked about this a little bit in the past here and there. And I think a while ago we did one on food and mood. But this time of year, mood can be difficult. If we haven't gotten that sunshine, if we haven't been getting as much fresh air, the days are getting longer, but they're still short. We're hitting the point of winter where it starts to feel long and we have a lot left. So anything that we can do to boost mood can be really helpful for people. And food absolutely factors into this. Now, you know, I'm not a big resolution person. We were talking about that before we started here. Because
most people make them and break them within a couple of weeks or something.
And that's
anyway,
just so. It. We have this whole idea where, you know, it's all or nothing. We start on January 1st and then everything is going to be better. But this moment right now, January 7th at 2:40, this is just as good a time as any to make a change, right?
That's right.
Or August 1st at 1 p.m. It doesn't matter. Like, the moment that you're in right now is the best time to make change. So if we're always waiting for Monday or for the 1st or for the beginning of the week or for whatever, we never really commit to that change. Changes that we make should be things we can do forever and things we can at least start now.
Right.
So when we're thinking about that, I thought we could talk just a little bit about some of those lifelong changes that we can make that can help with food and mood. And ultimately, the mood and sleep pieces go together when we talk about how we like things we can incorporate. So I think it's interesting. There was a study that was done not too long ago that showed that people who follow traditional diets, and traditional diets are considered those that have been around for hundreds of years, things like a Mediterranean style diet or a lot of our Asian diets, like a Japanese diet, have 25 to 35% lower risk for depression than those who follow diets like ours that are a little richer in Twinkies and things like that. So there's a lot of reasons for this, but one of the reasons is that the foods that we see in these diets tend to support good gut health, and they do so in a way in particular that promotes serotonin production. So serotonin is a hormone that can help regulate our body's mood, so happiness, and also can help promote sleep. So when we think about some of the things that these different traditional diets have in common, it's a lot of the stuff I talk about all the time. Not going to be anything shocking here. Whole grains, lean protein sources, lots of veggies, lots of fruits, a variety of colors of each one, good healthy fats, fermented foods, which we don't talk about a whole lot, and then they're limited in added sugar and they're limited in processed foods. So again, when we talk about traditional diets, we're really just talking about a diet that's based in real whole food. And that doesn't mean that everything we eat has to be real whole food, but the more we can eat that fits into that category, the better. So when we talk specifically about certain foods that can be helpful, there's a handful that have quite a bit of evidence behind them. I mentioned those fermented foods, so let's start there. Yogurt and kefir, we've talked about before when we talk about gut health and fermented foods. Those are great ones to incorporate. Again, not only do they help support serotonin production, but they're also rich in a lot of other nutrients like vitamin D if we have a fortified dairy product, or B vitamins. Protein, when we talk about Greek yogurt in particular. So that's the big difference between Greek yogurt and regular yogurt, is Greek yogurt tends to be much richer in protein. And especially if you're someone who struggles to get enough protein, Greek yogurt can be a great way to incorporate it. Now, we can get a lot of added sugar from yogurts if we're buying the flavored stuff. So if we can get the ones that are plain, full fat, plain Greek yogurt is best. And then add a little bit of honey, pure maple syrup, fruit, any of that kind of stuff to it to make it more enjoyable. Not many people want to sit down and eat a bowl of plain yogurt.
I'll throw in a few chickpeas too.
There you go. Chickpeas are not on my list, but they are a rich source of protein, fiber, antioxidants. They'd be a good one too. Salmon. Are you a salmon fan?
I like salmon.
Salmon is great. Not only is salmon a great source of protein, but it's one of our best sources of omega-3 fats, a type of fat I talk about a lot that we don't get enough of. So because of the things that that salmon contains, including that omega-3, it again is really helpful at promoting serotonin production. So that's a great protein to incorporate one or two times a week or even one or two times a month if it's not something you have ready access to or something that fits into your budget.
Got a nice piece of salmon in our freezer right now. I've got it from Derek Rademacher, who caught it up in Alaska.
That's the best kind to get.
I can't wait to eat that one.
That wild-caught salmon? Yeah. Yes, if you have access to it, that's best-case scenario. Now, certainly any salmon we can get is good. You can even get the pouches of salmon and make salmon burgers or something like that. Kyle said his mom, my husband, said his mom made salmon patties all the time growing up. That's a really good budget-friendly way to incorporate more salmon into your diet. Blueberries. Most people like blueberries.
I like blueberries. They're good.
That blue, purple, and black food color, anthocyanins, we've talked about those before, really important for brain health, and again, can really help just reduce inflammation and support your body's mood. Pistachios. I don't know if you and I have ever talked about pistachios. Are you a pistachio fan?
I'll eat them. I like cashews better.
And cashews are good. Walnuts are great. Almonds are great. Pistachios are another one to throw into there.
I like Almond Joy. So it's chocolate and almonds. So that should really put me in a good mood.
You know, chocolate has been shown to support mood boosting. Yes. And then oatmeal is another simple one. We're talking about blueberries. We talk about some of these other things. Putting them in oatmeal, even better. Great for gut health, a rich source of fiber. Does so much to support our gut and to support our body. There are a handful of herbs, too. I've talked about them before, or herbs before, and just remembering that if you're taking it as a supplement, so a concentrated source, really important to talk to your care team in case it impacts any of your medications. But things like ashwagandha, lavender, lemon balm, chamomile.
What was that first one?
Ashwagandha.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is that
love it. Yeah, what is it?
I'm sure you do. Yeah. It's an herb that's an adaptogen. So adaptogens just can help our body reduce stress levels, reduce inflammation, and can support. A lot of people would take ashwagandha for better sleep. Would
that's
be a common
new one
place.
On me. Yep.
Yeah. So a good one for you to check out if you want to sleep better. And then sometimes people just aren't ready to add more food. So another simple thing that you can do is just organize your kitchen. Have fruits and veggies visible, ready to eat. If the first thing you see when you walk into your kitchen is more processed food, that's the first thing you're going to eat. So the more we can keep those other things present, keep our kitchens clean, keep them a pleasant place to be, the better. Now, it might be easier to add blueberries in than keep your kitchen clean. So everybody can kind of pick whatever works best for them.
Okay, sounds good. I was, of course, looking on the internet here to
see
if your information was all accurate. Well, not that the internet is accurate.
Yeah.
But they say good mood foods are fruits and vegetables, which you said, omega-3 fatty acids.
Love it.
Mm-hmm, and chocolate.
And chocolate.
Yeah.
Yes. And chocolate is a mood booster, I think,
so
a couple weeks ago.
So for me, one out of three ain't bad.
Yeah, that's right. Chocolate is a mood booster. Yeah. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago that pregnant women who eat chocolate every day have happier babies. So
is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, makes me happy.
That's right.
It's a good Snickers bar.
Yeah. And if you get dark chocolate, even better, a little lower in sugar, although I know there were some studies that came out a couple years ago showing they're richer in heavy metals. Life is all about balance. Don't eat a whole dark chocolate bar every day and you're probably okay.
Everything in moderation.
That's right.
All right. Well, Amber, good topic today on Taco Tuesdays. We kick her back into gear for 2025. How can they find you if they want more information?
Yeah, if you want to reach out to me, you can find me online at immunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at immunutrition. Or just call over here to the radio station and someone here can Find me anytime.
We'll find you.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Amber. See you again for another Taco next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
That's it for Taco Tuesday today here on Q92.